Good Wednesday to you. Hope you're having a great day. Hope your day has been fully blessed and that you are enjoying the presence of God in your life today. Jesus, Moses, Jesus, and the last days. Where do we find Christ in the Old Testament? Well, the answer to that question is everywhere. He is revealed there. His work is revealed there. His first coming, his second coming, his life, his ministry, his identity, his death, his burial, his resurrection, his ascension, everything about him is there in what we in the West call the Old Testament, that the Jews call the Tanakh. And we are looking at this subject, Moses, Jesus, and the last days. And we're going to begin to just dive in and try to get an understanding of what did the Bible mean about the last days? The last days of what? What are we talking about here? And so we're going to dive back in here and see exactly what were the apostles referring to when they used the term the last days.
And we've missed so much of what is there for us. One of the things, though, it's very, very important for us to understand, and we'll see this as we go through today, is this whole concept of the last days. And we hit on this a little bit when we were going through the study through the book of Revelation about the last days. And when we talk about the last days, what do we mean? What does the scripture mean when it talks about the last days? Well, in Hebrews 1, verse 1, it says, God, having spoken long ago to the fathers in the prophets in many portions or in many ways, has in these last days spoken to us in his Son, whom he appointed heir of all things, through whom also he made the worlds, who is the radiance of his glory and the exact representation of his nature, and upholds all things by the word of his power, who having accomplished cleansing for sins has sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high. Are we living in the last days? Or are the last days past days? What difference does it make? Well, it makes a great deal of difference. Or are the last days, or the terms last days, and other phrases like end of the ages, consummation of the ages, last times, when you read them in the New Testament, are they actually pointing to something different? Rather than what we conceive of and think of when we hear the term last days. Is it the end of something and the beginning of something new? If you type in last days and do an internet search for that on Google, I mean, there will be tons of things that will immediately pop up as a result of your search. I mean, you'll find that people literally have been obsessed, and I mean obsessed, with the subject of last days ever since about the middle of the 19th century. Here and there prior to that, there would be these little bumps and things when things would happen in a disaster kind of way, when people would begin to think, well, it's the end of the world kind. But as far as an obsession when Jesus is going to come back and supposedly establish a literal kingdom in Israel and rule from the city of Jerusalem, all that kind of stuff, the obsession with it did not start until about the mid-19th century. And you will find, as you do an internet search, some of the wackiest and most bizarre concepts, understandings, and interpretation about the last days and the end of time and the return of Jesus. Some of the weirdest stuff you have ever seen. Since the middle of that period in the 19th century, there have been over hundred and some predictions of the return of Jesus, and every single one of them has come from the lips of people who purported to be Christians and followers of Jesus. And of course, when that did not materialize, do you know how foolish and ridiculous Christians appeared to the world? People expecting things to happen and transpire that did not. Most people's understanding, and I've said this before, concerning the last days come more from news outlets and events in the world than they do from the Word of God itself. They interpret things that are happening, especially in the Middle East with Israel and all of those things, as signs and every, oh my goodness, it's about to happen. It's about to take place. Get ready. And yet again, many times the scripture is not even referring to those kinds of events when it speaks of the last days. You might be surprised to find out that, as we talked about when we went through Revelation, that most of the majority of time in the New Testament, when the Bible talks about the last days, the end of the age, the consummation of the ages, it is actually referring to the end of something and the beginning of something new. It's actually referring to, as we've talked about, the end of the Mosaic covenant and the beginning of the new covenant that Christ established through his sacrifice on the cross. Something was ending and over with, and then something else, and it was transitioning into something new that would be eternal and forever and lasting. So we want to look at a few passages this morning, because you think about this and you say, well, what difference does this make in my life on a daily basis? It makes a great deal of difference, because if you have a misunderstanding of last days, there are a lot of ways that you will live that will cause you to live many times in ways contrary to God's will for you. It will cause you to live in a way that will cause you to miss out many times on God's purposes and plans for you right now. When he wants you to live in a way that is free, unfettered, focused on what Christ has done for you, living in a way that brings glory and pleasure to him, and focused not so much on world events, but on him and your relationship daily with him. And as we talked about last week, your opportunity to love your neighbor. So let's begin in Matthew chapter 24. So let's look over there in Matthew 24, 1. Because this is an interesting passage, and we're just going to buzz through about seven or eight passages of scripture very quickly to see what we're talking about and what the scripture actually tells us about this whole concept of last days. Matthew 24, 1, Jesus is coming out from the temple, and it says that he was going along. His disciples came up to point out the temple buildings to him, and they answered, and he answered and said to them, "Do you not see all these things? Truly I say to you, not one stone here will be left upon another which will not be torn down." Now, as he was sitting on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately saying, "Tell us, when will these things happen? What will be the sign of your coming and of the end of the age?" The age word there is the word eon. Get the word eon from it. And every, just almost without exception, in the New Testament, when that term is used, it is referring to, and it did refer to that in classical use, to a specific period of time that had a very definite beginning and a very definite end. It wasn't something that was endless, but it was a period of history, a period of time. It might be a little short period of time, could be a very long period of time, but a very definite beginning, a very definite end. And when they asked Jesus, when is going to be the end of the age? There is an age, they're saying, that has begun. But when is going to be the end of it? When is that going to transpire, and when is that going to take place? They're not talking about the end of the world. If they had been talking about the end of the physical world and of history itself, they would have not used the word eon, they would have used the word cosmos, which means the physical world, this physical place, When is that going to happen? That's not what they were asking. They were asking, when is the end of the age? And because Jesus had just said something about the temple. He said, this place is going to be destroyed. And not one stone is going to be left upon another when it happens. And so they were equating something. They were trying to put two and two together. And again, a lot of it did not make sense to them until after the resurrection. And until God began to open up their hearts and minds and give them insight into what Christ was talking about concerning himself in that old covenant, and that in reality, that place that represented was the summation of that old covenant, the Mosaic covenant, the temple was gone. And it was no more. And it was over with. And they wanted to know when. And then Jesus began to describe throughout the rest of Matthew 24, primarily about the destruction of the temple and the city of Jerusalem that would take place in 70 AD under the Romans.
That is very significant and important in interpreting Matthew 24, understanding what was Jesus actually talking about, what period of time was he actually talking about. And so we'll continue looking at Matthew 24 tomorrow, as well as some other passages, Lord willing, as we continue to talk about those last days in the series, Moses, Jesus, and the Last Days. May the grace and peace of the Lord Jesus Christ be yours in fullest measure today.